The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, October 25, 2022. President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, recalled the almost unanimous condemnation before the United Nations of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States for six decades. From his profile on the social network Twitter, the president of the Caribbean nation alluded to the reinforcement of this unilateral measure and mentioned Washington's disrespect for the international community's denunciation expressed for 30 years in that consultation space. The island's Ministry of Foreign Affairs mentioned in its most recent report on the subject how the intensification of their U.S. policy opportunistically and at unprecedented levels aggravated the internal economic situation during the COVID-19 pandemic. The document covers the period between August 2021 and February 2022, characterized by constant persecution of financial transactions linked to Cuba and, as a consequence, closures or breaches of contracts, indebtedness, and delays in shipments. Cuban residents in Belgium are getting ready to send toys to the island as part of the initiative, the Solidarity Suitcase, to support their compatriots. Lisette Herrera, coordinator of the project, said, "The first of three suitcases with toys are expected to leave on November 2 as part of a campaign that, according to one of its promoters, exceeded expectations due to the contribution made by Cubans and Belgians, going from the goal of 125-kilogram suitcase to three. These gifts for our children will first go to the patients at Havana's Oncology Hospital. We will later send one to the provincial hospital in Camagüey in December, and we are working on the third one that will be sent before the year ends," Herrera told Prensa Latina. The Solidarity Suitcase campaign emerged during a conversation among friends, an idea that became real last August after the fire at the supertanker based in Matanzas. According to Herrera, the suitcase that will leave for Havana Oncology Hospital in a few days will be financed by Cuban residents and includes 10 kilograms of medicines thanks to its carrier's generosity. Cuba developed this week several promotional actions on its tourism offer in the Spanish market, the leading European source of tourists to the Caribbean island. Cuban Deputy Tourism Minister Yamili Aldama told Prensa Latina that this effort attracts interest from tour operators, airlines, and hotel chains participating in the workshops, the first in Madrid and the following in Seville and Valencia. The deputy minister highlighted the improvements made in the areas devoted to the industry without chimneys in the Caribbean nation, and especially referred to the eastern region with a direct flight to Santiago de Cuba by Iberojet Airline as of November 11. Tourism Counselor for Spain and Portugal, Nurka Perez Denis, detailed the relevance of having several hotel chains and the broad portfolio of itineraries established by Air Europa, Iberojet, World to Fly, Cubana de Aviación, and Iberia. International cooperation in the face of new multilateralism and the driving forces for sustainable development was the center of second-day debates in Argentina during the 39th session of the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean. President Alberto Fernández inaugurated the event at the Kirchner Cultural Center in Buenos Aires on Monday, in which representatives from 60 countries are meeting in person or virtually. The event, considered a major ECLAC meeting, is focused on economic reactivation with equality and inclusion, the tasks carried out to date, and the challenges Argentina will assume as a president pro tempore of the Organization for the 2022-2024 biennium are under discussion during the meeting. Meanwhile, Archbishop of San Juan Roberto Octavio González Nieves urged to humanize immigration laws after the drama recently experienced by more than 100 Haitians and Dominicans in Puerto Rico. The Archbishop said that the frequent news and visuals of the drama experienced by our neighboring brothers and sisters in the Dominican Republic and Haiti who risk their lives on their journey to our lands are painful to see. In a pastoral letter, the prelate wrote that the groan that reaches God challenges us to humanize immigration laws. No more dead, abandoned, deceived, and traumatized immigrants. He said that on Tuesday last week, more than 100 human beings were abandoned to their fate on the deserted Mona Island between the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. It involved 104 people, including 68 women, three of whom are pregnant, eight minors, 39 Haitian men, and two Dominicans. He recalled that on July 28, five Haitian women lost their lives while traveling on a boat near the Desecheo Island in western Puerto Rico, while on May 12, another 11 Haitian women also died in similar situations. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.